Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Meister Shani Daf Mem Beis, and we are starting the second line right at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah. And in the Vilna Tzurus Daf, it's right at the top of Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Meir Masar Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, in the first case of the Mishnah, we had mentioned that a person had an Isser of Chulin, and he was using that to be Paida Meister Shani that he was eating along the way. And we discussed it went up in value, and then we spoke about a coin called a Pundyon. So the Gemara just clarifies Tani Rabchia teaches Shnei Yisarin Pundyon. Two Yisarin equals one Pundyon, and that's really what we had said in the Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Yeshua says, Masnisa Amar Kain. Our Mishnah tells us that clearly. What does our Mishnah say? Hameniach Isser, a person leaves an Isser of Chulin, v'achal olav chetzioi, and he ate half of its value worth of Meiser Sheni, v'achal olamakam acher, and then he went to another place, v'arehu yotzei b'pundyoin, and now the value of this Isser is a pundyoin, and we still technically do not know how much a pundyoin is worth, but then what does the Mishnah say? Eichal olav oid Isser. He could eat another Isser's worth of Meiser Sheni, being mechalal that onto the coin, which means he's allowed to eat double what he had previously, and that means that a pundyon is double an Isser, and another way of saying that is that two Isarin is one pundyon. So we already see this from the Mishnah, and again, that's how we had explained it when we learned the Mishnah. Now going on to the next case, where we had seen an Ama Aretz separating Meiser Sheni and being Mechalit onto money. And Tanakam had said, if we saw him separating Meiser Sheni, we could assume that he had also separated Meiser Rishon, and since we're dealing with one Isser's worth of Meiser Sheni, that means that the total amount of produce of the Ama Aretz, which is Metukin, is 11 Isarin and another 1/100th of an Isser, which we had explained really just meant 1/9th of an Isser. Something more clarifies, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Loi Matzi Tanya, we're not really able to say this, which means it's not precisely 1/9th of an Isser, as we're going to explain right now before we read in the Gemara. We know that Meiser Sheni is 1/10th of all the produce here. So let's say we started with 10 apples, for example. Meiser Rishon is going to be one of those apples, leaving us 9 apples that are Metukin, and another one being Meiser Rishon. But here in the Mishnah, we're actually ending up with 10 post Meiser Rishon, and that's what complicates things. Let's say he had 10 apples in front of him, which need Meiser Rishon separated. So he designated one apple somewhere else to be Meiser for these 10. The problem is, as we had just said, one apple only potters 9. And that means that one of the apples in front of him still needs to have Meiser Rishon taken off of it. So let's say he separates an additional 10th of an apple from somewhere else to potter the remaining one in front of him. Well, really, that only potters 9/10 of the apple in front of him, leaving 1/10 of this last apple not Metukin. And this keeps on going ad infinitum, because if he then designates 1/100th of an apple to potter this remaining 10th, well, that really only potters 9/100ths, leaving the last 1/100th not accounted for. And that's what we mean that we're not precise when we mention this number in the Mishnah, because really a little bit more is always necessary to be metaken that little bit that was left over. And that's what the Gemara now speaks out on Mem Beis Amud Beis in Yosef Chad La'Asara. If he's going to take one for the 10 in front of him, Tzarech L'Meisav Chado L'Ma'as, that means he has to separate another one for the 1/100th that's remaining. And in Yosef Chad L'Ma'as, if he's going to separate for the 1/100th that's remaining, Tzarech L'Meisav Chado L'Elef, he has to separate one for the 1/1000th that's remaining. And in Yosef Chadol Elef, even if he's going to separate one for the 1/1000th that's remaining, Tzarech L'Meisav Chadol La'Asar Salafim, he has to separate another one for the 10/1000th that's remaining. And as we had said, this keeps on going, and therefore the number of 1/9th that we had mentioned in our Mishnah is not precise. Now going on to the last part of the Mishnah, where we had these two other opinions, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, of how much we could trust this Alma Aretz. So Gemara tells us, and here's the proper girsa, Beis Hillel Ayim Beis Hillel had said, Bevadai Achadasar Ubedamai Asara. If this Alma Aretz was separating Meiser Sheni from Demai, we can assume that 11 Yisarim worth of his produce was Metukin, because that means he definitely took off Meiser Rishon as well. But if he's only dealing with Demai, then only 10 Yisarim worth of his produce is Metukin, because we cannot trust that he also separated Meiser Rishon. Now, Tony Bar Kapara teaches, Bein B'Demai, Bein B'Vadai, Achadasar Hein. Whether we're talking about Demai or Vadai, we could say that 11 of his produce has been Metukin. And Ahayu Rav Yudin Reb Shalom Kadot Tony Bar Kapara. Rav Yudin Reb Shalom Paskin, like what Bar Kapara just said. However, Beis Hillel, that's proper gear, saw Krib Lezer. Beis Hillel's like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, Amr Lezer says, Hanemen al Sheni, Nemen al Rishon. If someone's trusted to take off Meiser Sheni, and that's what we saw him do, so he's also trusted to take off Meiser Rishon. Now Rabbi Yossi tries to argue. Amr Rabbi Yossi says, Divrei Akolhi. Really, Beis Hillel's opinion is according to everybody. Why is that? Because Asu Oisei K'Tesefes HaBikurin. We treat this Ama Aretz who's separating Meiser Sheni just like Tesefes HaBikurim, which is extra added Bikurim. We know that Alpi the strict halacha, Bikurim is just the first fruits that ripen, and Tesefes Bikurim, which is something that the fellow's adding on, is other fruits that are not officially considered the first ones. And Mem Gimel Ramalaf on top, Matir Sefes HaBikurim Nechalos B'Tahara Uptur Medmai, just like Tesefes Bikurim has to be eaten in a state of Tahara, because it's treated like regular Bikurim, and it's also Pater from Demai, which means that if Ama Aretz brings it to us, we don't treat it as Demai. So Avzeh, here as well, in our Mishnah's case, Nechal Mishum Sheni Upater Min Rishon, it's eaten because we understand that it had Meiser Sheni separated, and it's also Pater from Meiser Rishon. And this is technically according to everybody. However, Asar of Chananya B'Shem Rav Isi Isi, that's most probably the Girsa, Rav Chananya is coming saying the name of Rav Isi, or if we're going to be Gairas Rav Yaisi, that means Rav Chananya is coming to argue with Rav Yaisi that no, it's not according to everybody. Rav Lezer, he really base Hillel is according to Rav Lezer and not Divrei HaKol. We're going to stop here for today and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.